I have discovered, and this is something I did not know, is that mm-hmm. earth dolphins have the same problem I've got.
Mm-hmm. Accepting.
Accepting the, you know, dealing and working with a higher consciousness being. Mm-hmm. You know, feeling not so much inferior, mm-hmm. it's just, you know, being able to comprehend and be able to work on their same level, mm-hmm. which I thought was very fascinating.
Mm-hmm. We also have another pregnant earth dolphin.
You do, mm-hmm. from a Syrian dolphin.
Yes, but it was held.
But it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, the one thing I noticed about that male is he's losing his jealousy, but not completely.
No. No, not completely. We had to aid in getting her pregnant. She was at the point of ovulation.
Oh.
So what we did was...
got sneaky?
Yes. We slipped her Mickey.
Oh, I love it. But she got pregnant, huh?
What was Perot doing up there, dude?
Doing where?
Doing a Mickey.
Anyway. The one thing they taught me is just, you know, living for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah.
And I was watching them, and boy, it's like Syrian dolphins are just like Syrians, and the earth dolphins are
just like an F. Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded of how you empowered the situation that day mm-hmm. when you picked them up.
Yeah.
I mean, you asked them, mm-hmm. you know, if they wanted to go.
Yeah. And also, we do have two pregnant Syrian dolphins from an F dolphin.
The male got crazy, huh?
We put him under sleep for a little while.
Oh, borrowed some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got to see the gene pool.
So now, how's that? How's all this little breeding scheme working now?
It's working slowly.
Do we have the other dolphin conceiving yet, or I mean, I can see the birthing yet?
She will be due in late April.
What's the gestation time?
It's nearly a year.
Oh.
Yeah, about 11.5 months.
I would say it's been almost 9 months now, practically. Mm-hmm. Not quite. But
it varies from dolphin to dolphin. It varies from 11 to, well, 10 and a half to 11 and a half.
Well, at least they're randy enough to keep their own gene pool alive so much down here.
Yeah, just like us up here, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just like. All right, so basically, what do we see with these new genetically bred dolphins?
Well, they're going to be a crossbreed.
Right. I mean,
what's the chronometer time?
9:13. Yeah, about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to hustle a little bit as we have one other person that is coming on.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm going to deal with this point. Then
okay.
You can call it on that one. But the similarities are astounding.
Mm-hmm.
Syrian dolphins with earth dolphins, Syrian girls with earth men, the genetic. Where is this all going, though? In the same place?
I'm not a geneticist. You'll have to ask my mother.
Will these possibly be the guardians of the dolphin race? On the new planet?
Possibly.
Okay. So I look forward to that new arrival.
Mm-hmm.
And everything after that.
Yeah, and guess who's moving in next week with me? And my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend's out?
Yeah.
Girlfriend.
No, she's been out for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, she's been resting up in her apartment. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, she's still feeling a bit woozy, and the drugs are wearing off.
All right, well, I'll be...
Anyway.
Have fun.
Bye, dude.
Bye,
dude. Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hm Sorry, there's a temporary difficulty at the moment.
Dear.
Yes, you wanted to talk to me, did you not?
Always. I never get to, but I sure always want to.
Uh-huh. You wish to communicate what with?
Why are you going to get, you wish a child?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many children do you have already?
I have 3 daughters and 2 sons.
Now, the question I have is, even though you've already been through one rejuvenation,
yes,
you've taken back to an age before that you're legally allowed to have children.
Yes.
How do you get around
understand.
That little statue?
I get around it because I had my body rejuvenated. My internal organisms were unnecessary to be rejuvenated. That will come in the next 300 years.
Oh, I see.
You see, without rejuvenation, my body aged. My physical equipment, heart, lungs, cranial matter, intestines, uterus, ovaries, did not. I did have my ovaries rejuvenated.
But that won't affect what you have to go through.
No. Hmm. I did not have my bone structure rejuvenated.
I see. Now, in your next one, will you have to change that all around?
Yes.
Next rejuve.
I will have a total body rejuve.
What about your brain? How do you save all the info?
That will not be rejuvenated. That is very seldom rejuvenated, except for in cases of trauma. Correct.
I see. Oh, very good way of doing it.
I have not, until recently, ever slept with a third dimensional male. It is very different.
Yeah, for sure.
He is a very caring individual. He is not very dominating. He does not pry into the deep parts of my mind. I like him.
Good. Well, I think he'd be a wonderful child.
It does not matter if I conceive or not. He is very different and unusual from normal males.
Hmm. I understand. And what's interesting is...
Sorry, Kiri just whispered in my ear that he is a very caring individual to female needs.
Maybe it's just the way... Well, they're not all three-dimensional males are like that. You got lucky.
He is not like third-dimensional males?
No, it's, you know, they're there. And I'm proud to say I'm one of them. But it's not a common thing, no.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you ever do the engineering for other channeling groups?
Yes.
So you've had occasion to listen to other third-dimensional males?
Yes.
And
they seem very dominating of their females.
Right, and that's generally the mindset that we deal with.
With Mark, it was more like a six-dimensional male, but yet closer.
Right. Well, you have to realize that that problem we have with other males really goofs us up with other women down here.
Uh-huh.
We have to deal with that reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not one, that take, you know, very dominating. They all expect you to be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, I remember a channeling session where I was technician And I do 5 days of channeling sessions, mainly evenings. One channeling session each evening, prepping and unprepping afterwards. This is like a day off for me, working this one. But sometimes it is very difficult to listen to your males because they talk about themselves, their physical needs.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's third dimension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we're working on getting beyond that.
Yes. The thing with six-dimensional males is that they will probe into my mind.
Why?
Because they are trying to open up the pleasure receptors, and they expect me to do the same. Most six-dimensional women do that when I make love with my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
We partake of each other. And I do not like that from six-dimensional males. But Mark was not like that.
Yeah, that's because the concept is sort of foreign to us.
Mm-hmm. When we finished making love, he held on to me, and we stayed in each other's arms. It was very pleasurable. Even after, normally, you know, I would have to get up and do something, I almost lost my bladder control because I was so contented and did not want to move.
Mm.
If he hadn't have got up and gone to the bathroom, I think I would have wet myself. I think he might have as well.
God, that is beautiful.
What is?
Oh, that story.
Oh.
That's me.
Mm-hmm. He is, I find, very caring.
Mm.
He was concerned at all times that he did not hurt me. I had to say that I was not made out of porcelain.
Well, you are very small. I mean, you're like Tia almost, as far as, you know, youth and
yes,
everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that part. It's just a common thing. Well, anyway, darling, I hope to talk to you more often.
I will endeavor to do so.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. You're quite a conversationalist, man. Just normally it's better than, I'm sorry, we're experiencing technical difficulties at this time.
Well, I have had a relaxation aid.
Ah, wonderful.
Yes.
Flower?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good job.
Yes, and it's starting to kick in. I was munching whilst watching the monitors.
Oh. Excellent. Well, I'll let you enjoy your enjoyable time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to, unfortunately, get back to work.
Yes.
Strange time schedule tonight. I look forward to hearing from you next Tuesday, hopefully.
Hokey toe.
Potito?
Yes.
Syrian?
Yes, I think so.
Goodbye.
Hold on, if you want, I'll ask.
Okay.
But I'm not getting much in the way of answers, actually.
Everyone's otherwise engaged?
Mm-hmm. Kara's trying to get her gear together whilst her daughter is...
I know. It's a mental picture, darling.
Oh, they do protect, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, love. We'll call this one tonight. I'll get back to work.
Yes, you can call it Teen Finally Talks.
That's right. We are asking for your input on these now.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'll use it.
I'm going to go and deal with my primal urges. Right. That's better.
Thank you. No one
was there. Doing nothing.
We got it.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything to talk about.
What do you mean you don't have anything to talk about?
Which is fine.
I have nothing to talk about. I've been instructed just to do my ring mistress duties. No
comments?
No comments on political. No comments on financial.
So you don't need 60 minutes anyway. Yeah, so it's all real
well. Well, let's see, what can I talk about?
You're just told not to talk, honey.
Well, I was told not to talk about anything that I research. I am on holiday.
Oh, you're on holiday. Okay, well, we'll go along with that.
Uh-huh.
Can you deliver a message for me, please?
Where to?
To your grandmother, to my mom?
Let me carry
her. Oh, not me.
Not you. Okay.
All not right. me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Never mind. Never mind. I just thought I'd inquire.
Sure. That's all right. And besides, I can't deliver. I can't go to my office. I can access my computer, but all my files and everything are locked out, so I can't. I'm just having fun.
You're dead in the water, in other words.
No, I'm spending time with my girls.
Oh, okay. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's neat.
Yep. Me and my daughters are having fun. Okay. Mother and daughter time.
There you go. That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
So who's our speakers tonight?
Oh, yes, I have a list of speakers. Okay.
Greetings and felicitations. Greetings, everybody. There are four of you. This is good. Okay. As I have nothing to cover on the previous comments...
Sorry, Omar.
Who is holding up the applause or laughter track? Okay. Let us get down to business. And I will give a brief dissertation concerning world growth and the way things are occurring at the moment, according to predictions that were made by one of our analysts and stated in channeling sessions. It has often been commented that you are in case scenario A, or AB at worst. This is correct at the moment for your localized area of the continent of Northern America. However, I can see numerous locations on your global scale that are in scenario B or BC even. So how does this bode overall for your planet? Well, it's definitely not AB, so let's call it B, that your planet on a general scale is in case scenario B. However, the little island of the United States is in case scenario AB, which is lower than A. So, what is going on a global scale? Well, we have seen civil disobedience, we have seen food shortages starting to occur, we have seen financial problems, we have seen hostile military actions, all on a global scale happening all over your planet. And this affects the spiritual growth, the understanding that people are now concentrating on surviving as opposed to being able to pursue other matters is something that is occurring and needs to be looked at. In this occurrence of case scenario B, and in some locations BC, it is looking as if it may spread. Now, our analyst, who would normally go on about economic markets and other problems, made the predictions that the problems would start to occur for your country from an external source. As has been seen, these external forces do affect your country. Now, how do they affect them? Any ideas?
Financially?
Yes.
Politically?
But how does the chain work? Let us address, first of all, financially. How does that chain work?
By the world market going down, our market goes down, doesn't it?
Yes, to a certain extent, but why?
Imports and exports.
Correct. Okay, the way it works for understanding and clarification for the web page is that, let us start in Japan and the Far East where it started. Their markets overextend and credit becomes due and is needed to pay, be paid. The money is not there because the spending has continued and taken the money outside of the country necessary to pay these debts. This means that the banks can no longer honor overseas debts, and therefore their currency becomes more easily available. It becomes cheaper to the world, but for them it stays the same and means that their buying power is actually less. So anything that is imported is more expensive for them. After all, an item that is a dollar is 138 yen or more. 142 yen equals $1. So therefore, that means that the yen buys less of foreign imports. Now, this means that the countries that are exporting to Japan don't need to export or cannot export as much, which means that they now do not have the currency flowing. In turn, those countries that would buy from elsewhere, maybe raw materials, cannot buy those raw materials because there is less money, which means that the producers of the raw materials in turn have to either lower the price or not export as much, which means again that their economies become depressed. So that is the chain that occurs that spreads and creates problems. However, the United States is both a exporter and an importer on a large scale, hence the imbalance in trade. However, the United States is fortunate that it does not rely as extensively as other countries do on imports. In fact, I believe imports equal only maybe 10 to 20% of the products that are available to be purchased. Okay, let us answer questions, as I believe time is limited.
Well, I got quite a few, but I'll start with just one. Basically, when we read about the, or when Kiri told us about the Syrian Chronicles, she mentioned a number of factors that led up to the advance of the Sirius going into the sixth dimension. Now, on a global scale, as you're mentioning, how things are getting worse, we're not seeing any of those conditions being met. And if you look at the globe, it looked like a sick patient. What parts are the sickest, and where is it spreading to?
Okay. What parts are the worst? Well, I would say definitely Malaysia, the Congo, Hong Kong, China. China, even though it is not an economic giant, is certainly having its problems with the flooding. The second question, which was?
How can we fix it?
How can you fix it? How can you fix it? Well, if I told you how you can fix it, what would I be doing?
You can't tell us.
No, I cannot tell you. For what reason? No.
We have to work it out ourselves.
And that's correct. Next question, please.
Can I ask a general question, please?
Certainly.
Is this going to cease? Or can you tell me?
Eventually.
Okay, all right. That's more or less what I wanted to know.
There seems to be an increase in static activity. Am I correct in assuming that you have a electromagnetic activity going on in your vicinity?
No.
Do what now?
A thunderstorm?
Oh. Yes. Didn't seem to be.
No,
a little rain came through, that's probably what it is.
Oh, okay, well, we had a little precipitation a little earlier.
Ah.
Okay, but nothing, that doesn't seem to be doing anything right now.
All right, so now, going back to the Syrian Chronicles, will we see conditions similar to that in the future to initiate such changes as they saw?
one of the precursor events, I believe, in the Syrian Chronicles, one moment please, yes, I'm correct, is the fact that the planet was dying. The planet was being affected by radiation from an external source, i.e. the sun.
Right. The two suns, I believe, wasn't it?
Correct. I do not believe that that is happening on your planet. It was aggravated by other problems.
Look at the what is that thing above us that keeps the solar rays out?
Ionosphere.
That's going down.
They're punching holes in it, but it's healing itself.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is healing itself. That we were punching holes in it, and yet it was starting to heal itself.
Skip is quite correct.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Skip.
Oh, no problem.
Give Skip a free membership to the memory division of Hades Base.
Thank you. But scientists were running a little scared.
Right, I remember that.
Because we were using the propellants in aerosol cans and Freon from refrigeration units and so on and so forth.
All right, so we've got a condition where the planet itself is in scenario B.
Correct.
And the United States is in scenario AB.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In that case, then, it's like a virus, then.
Correct.
Ah.
So, it must run its own course. How do you fix it? I cannot disclose that, as I have stated.
It. And it's something that's got to, like you say, run its own course, like a cold or a flu. And if that's true, then, Amal, isn't it the case, then, that those countries which are affected first will make the psychological and psychic changes necessary before the United States does.
I cannot speculate on that.
That's another prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be.
Yes, well, we have discussed before where those individual groups in the United States who are less well off than those who are better well off will make the necessary changes that enable them to make the conscious jump.
Correct, we have discussed that.
Right, I thought maybe that would work on a worldwide scale also.
It may, but you can't prophesize it.
And as I stated in it, it is getting in touch with that ethnic heritage.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay.
So therefore, it is already there. I am not making a prophecy. I am stating what is fact. It is there. It is dormant. Struggle tends to bring it to the forefront.
Okay.
So it's their choice. They could not. It's
how
they use the information they have available.
They have their choice, just like we all do.
I see.
Correct. Young man, I have a little job for you.
If you can, look at me, dude.
If you can keep checking the recording equipment and keep us informed as our analyst, who normally does that, is busy tending to her young offspring, so if you can check it to make sure it is not getting too low.
Yeah, because we only have 60 minutes tonight, not the usual 90, so we're running short.
Oh, this is a shorter tape.
This is a short tape.
Okay, all right. Okay. So the dial's in there. You can tell where the tape is.
Okay, I have about 10 minutes more, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. There are so many different possibilities in the future that all possibilities can and do happen. But I cannot say that, yes, that will be, as I would be prophesizing then. I do not prophesize. I will speculate on known facts that we have available to us and speculate on possible outcomes, and I will offer more than just one outcome.
Now, if I could add to that a little bit, Omal, from the experiences that you've taught me before, is that with our knowledge that Omal's taught us about parallel lives, that every possible situation is available for our future.
Okay.
There is nothing that is not impossible in our future. And so a lot of times what we see for the future is a possible scenario that could happen if certain conditions are met. Now, whether those conditions are met is another option altogether. But
may I rephrase that for you?
Sure.
The future is like a piece of fabric. You can pick all the strands apart, and those are all the possibilities of what may or may not happen. And in each strand, There are many more strands. You can think of 10 possible outcomes from a simple action. If you take yourself crossing the road and think of 10 possibilities that may occur, and then think of 10 more, and 10 more, you can keep on going. All those possibilities do happen, all at the same time, but in different timelines. Okay, next question.
I'm fine.
The feline is requesting to be made a fuss of.
So anyway, now have you had a chance to review the page that was just recently updated?
Yes, there are some mistakes that have occurred.
Perhaps you could enlighten me on those so I could change them.
Yes, Tia mentioned that Mark told her that you cannot get to the conference section.
Oh.
You cannot get to one of the DEFCON announcements,
oh,
as it goes directly to
404 error?
Correct. When the session is over, if you wish to check it out.
Yeah, I will probably. I'll see if I can update some stuff right from here if I can.
Okay. Last questions from each of you if you wish. But last questions, most definitely.
I guess I'll start. With the advent then of our ability to move into our next phase of evolution, is our consciousness changing then exponentially to the disturbances going on globally?
Correct. They are. The disturbances that are going on globally, you're becoming more aware of due to the medium of the news. This is affecting you spiritually in seeing the problems and difficulties which are going on. Next question.
In relativity, can you explain, I've heard Einstein's theory of relativity.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have anything to do with dimensions?
No, that is outside. That works just on your third dimension in your universe. You have to remember that there are a myriad of universes and a myriad of possibilities.
I haven't fathomed out what I want to ask you, so you go ahead.
Okay.
No problem.
Live long, prosper, and as always, I'll be back.
Thank you.
Bye.
Frank!
Hi, sweetie.
Hey. Hello.
Okay, let's put on the next person. His tape, I believe, is getting ready to be turned. Is that correct?
Yes.
Shane? Good. Okay. I'm
okay,
off.
Okay, darling.
Put the next speaker on. Pre. Yeah. Hello.
Good evening.
Greetings, Mama. Everybody.
How's it going?
Just before you start, just want to let you know it's almost time to flip the tape.
Okay. I will bear that in mind. I am doing well. Okay, let us... Okay, first of all, ambassadorial duties. Visitors will be coming. Not for this next session, but the following session. I'm not quite sure who they are. All I know is that they are important. Daniel of Hayden Space will also be in working with them. So, yeah, not next week, but the following week, which is the week before you go off on your trip, is a special night, so we will deal with that.
Can we guess who those people are?
I'm pretty sure I know who they are, but at the moment I don't want to say due to the fact that it could change like it has in the past. That's it on the ambassadorial side. Okay. And preparations. Winter's coming. So it may be necessary to be prepared for a moist winter. Now, I'm not making a prediction. It may be warmer than normal. It may be moist. which means that things may become a little bit tight at times. On the trip front, you know not to drink the water.
Right, and make sure that the hotel we're at has purified water.
Mm-hmm. But when you go off on trips...
We go out to the outlets, take water with us.
Mm-hmm. Even when you go on a boat, make sure that you bring your own bottled water.
Right.
Don't, if you eat out, don't eat the salads. When you order out, make sure that the food is cooked thoroughly. Forget about having things medium rare or sushi when you're out.
Why?
When you're on the beach, stick to the center of the beach, not to the far ends that are out of the recreational area. Don't assume by leaving your credit cards in your room that they are safe. If you have to leave anything valuable, I mean research it.
Put it in the safe at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.